lady who knows overalls are fashionable every season.
Aren't you taking this a bit far?
The fabulous farm babe, Pam Yonke.
It is time again for Checkoff Chat. Remember, that's our connection to keeping you involved and in the know on what's happening with your beef checkoff dollars. And remember, here in Wisconsin, that involves an awful lot of our dairy producers as well. Online, you can find out more, beeftips.com, or on all the social media streams, Wisconsin Beef Council. And joining us today is really the representative for all of our Wisconsin beef producers, the Region 3 representative on the Cattlemen's Beef Board with the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. That's Al Lyman. He is a beef producer out of Illinois. Hey, Al, why don't you start by just telling us a little bit about your operation down in Illinois? Where are you at?
Okay, thank you. I'm in Henry County, Illinois. We're about 25 miles from Moline near the Mississippi River. We farm and feed cattle here. My wife has been on this farm five generations in her family, so we've been here a long time. Probably the last three generations they've been cattle feeders, and we buy calves and finish them. So that's our main interest, and we use a lot of our own crop for feed to feed to the cattle.
Sure. So let's talk a little bit about your involvement with the checkoff. How many years have you kind of been engaged with the process one way or the other, Al?
Oh, probably 17, 18 years, at least at the state level. Prior to that, I was involved in county organizations, county president and things like that. But I believe in 2003, I went on the Illinois State Board or on the Beef Council and served there 6 years and was off for a while and came back on and served another 6 years, which I just, my term ended a year ago. And at that point, I moved on and moved up, if you will, or decided to give some of my time to the Federation, the NCBA, on the Federation side when I got elected a year ago in February to be Region Vice President on the Federation.
And hence why we're talking with Al. He is our Region 3 representation with the National Cattlemen's Beef Board on the Executive Committee. Fresh off of the annual meeting down in San Antonio, talk to me a little bit about some of the high points, some of the big conversation starters that were discussed during the annual meeting, Al.
Sure. Big one, of course, were all the wins we had in the last year on trade. Much of that has been driven by policy side for a long time. Where the Federation and the checkoff gets involved as those deals start moving forward. We're involved in promoting beef in the other countries, working through some of the issues that other countries have. And so to name a few, we had USMCA, which is U.S.-Mexico-Canadian deal that's been signed by both Mexico and the U.S. And if Canada has not signed it, they're working on it right now. I believe they're almost done if they haven't got it done already. Mm-hmm. Of course, we had the Phase 1 China deal, which there's been a lot of conversation about. Japan is a big deal to the beef industry because Japan was our number one. In 2018, they were our number one buyer. I believe they were in 2019 as well. But in 2018, they bought $2.1 billion worth of beef products. What the Japan deal did was even the playing field for tariffs, so we were on an equal footing with Australia and some of the other countries that import into Japan. Japan has gotten a taste for U.S. grain-fed beef, and we want a level playing field. We think we can compete with anybody at that level. And then there's some movement in Europe. There was a deal signed last summer with starting to move more beef into Europe.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know, and all those issues are, although they are kind of out there as far as their immediate impact, Al, you are one of the firm believers that think without the checkoff dollars being committed to programs behind the scenes for quality assurance, for research on it, how we feed our cattle, what ultimately results as far as cuts, we wouldn't have these kind of international opportunities.
Well, that's exactly right. That's exactly right. And more and more, through some of the work I've been involved with Market Research Working Group Committee as a committee, and we see that more and more our customers are, not only do they want good taste and safety and all the things that we've always talked about, but they also want to know how their animals are treated and how they're raised. That becomes a bigger issue because there's a lot of people in areas that have no connection to the farm, so there's a concerted effort some checkoff dollars are spent with social media and some other things that producers don't always get to see, but trying to connect with maybe the younger generation that are more on social media and those kind of things. Those are, we don't see those ads on TV or on radio like we did years ago. But trying to make that connection and have an interaction with our consumers more and more is really important. And then we also, the checkoff, there's checkoff dollars that are spent to the that work with the U.S. Meat Export Federation, and that works in these foreign countries. They have offices in these countries that we sell beef to and work with moving product in those countries, which is background of the checkoff, supporting that as well.
Mm-hmm. You know, so many farmers don't get all the pieces put together on where their checkoff dollars are spent, Al. With your years of experience, could you just take a minute and maybe help them better understand where all their checkoff dollars end up? Because I think they think it's in all one kitty, but in reality, it goes in a lot of different areas to get a lot of different results. Can you help us understand the infrastructure of where our checkoff dollars go?
Sure, I'd be glad to. So we have kind of two co-equal organizations, and these terms get thrown around and they get confusing, but the Cattlemen's Beef Board was established under the National Checkoff Program, part of the 1985 Farm Bill. It was established a couple years later, 87 or 88. And each cattle state has representation on the Cattlemen's Beef Board. So when a dollar is assessed, the dollar national checkoff is assessed when you sell a beef animal, 50 cents of it goes directly to the Cattlemen's Beef Board. The other 50 cents goes to your state beef council in Wisconsin, goes to the state beef council, and the various states are also members of the Federation of State Beef Councils. And that was established largely because the state beef councils in some states were already established before the national checkoff happened, and they wanted to leave that infrastructure in place. And it also gives the state, each state's collectively more, in another avenue to influence how the checkoff dollars are spent and what is done. All the dollars spent at the national and state level are directed by producers that are elected to the various boards, in my case on the Federation of State Beef Councils. So I represent the five states of Region 3 on the Federation of State Beef Councils that's under the umbrella of NCBA, National Cattlemen's Beef Association. So we're kind of co-equal with the Cattlemen's Beef Board. And then on the committee work, we'll have the same number of Federation members and the same number of Cattlemen's Beef Board members on our committees and as co-chairs. So my co-chair on committee is from the Cattlemen's Beef Board, and I represent the Federation.
Gotcha. Now, you know, like I said, for all the years that you have been involved with the beef industry and this side of the beef industry where the checkoff dollars go, do you feel like it performs well for our beef producers, Al? And I know that there's a lot of different information out there. There's plenty of surveys. I mean, they try to stay connected very much with producers, but every producer's a little different. What things pop to mind right away when you think about the performance of our beef checkoff dollars and the payback that growers are getting?
Oh, it's an excellent payback, and I appreciate that question. There's two parts of it. One is the last study we've done is there's $11.91 return on every dollar checkoff dollar invested. That's a great, and that's up over the last few years, but that's a great return on investment. And anytime you can get $10 to $12 for every dollar invested in any industry, that's excellent. Some of the advertising and that sort of thing has moved away from more traditional avenues. It's been harder to communicate with producers, and I've had conversations with producers where, you know, they say we don't have any ads anymore. Well, we do. You just don't. Mm-hmm. You're probably in the not in the right place to see them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree with you there. Hear it all the time. Whatever happened to the Beef It's What's for Dinner television commercials? Well, like you said, Al, they're getting a lot more than just that commercial when it comes to reaching that audience. So if they've not already stayed engaged with the beef checkoff, your advice is to stay up to point, huh, Al?
Absolutely. Please be engaged. There's all kinds of avenues that you can be engaged. If you want to be involved, I'm sure there's avenues to do that as well. Mm-hmm. And you know, they're produced. I've gotten to meet a lot of great producers around the country in the work I've done, and the old adage of 90% of success is showing up. So I think that holds true.
Very true. Very true. Well, we appreciate you showing up for this conversation, Al. That's for sure. Al Lyman, he is the Region 3 representative on the State Federation Board for the National Cattlemen's Beef Executive Committee. Ultimately, your checkoff dollars at work. From a multi-generation beef producer on that operation in Cambridge, Illinois. And you can really follow along and see some of Al's messaging on Facebook. He does a wonderful job. Just look for Alan Lyman and you'll see it there. And of course, our Wisconsin Beef Council encourages you to follow them. Go to beeftips.com if you're looking for nutrition information, the story behind the beef, or as always on social media, just look for the Wisconsin Beef Council. And that, my friends, is Checkoff Chat today, featuring our representation on the Checkoff Board with Alan Lyman. I'm Pam Yonke.
This is the Farm Report with Pam Yonke.